the cold ground, armed to the teeth like they're going to war, and they don't know what they're there for. Armed to the teeth like they're going to war, and they don't know what they're there for.
The duet Soli Canto, performing at the weekly protest outside the ICE facility in Burlington this past Wednesday. This seemingly innocuous building at 1000 District Avenue in Burlington is where people are first detained after being kidnapped by ICE agents. The crowd, which grew over to 200 on this day, remained peaceful.
Stand up!
Stand up!
Resist!
We won't let democracy die like this!
Stand up!
Stand up!
Resist! We won't let democracy die like this!
Good morning, everybody.
Thank you very much.
My name's Reverend Andrew Harris. I'm the minister at the Burlington United Church of Christ, just about a mile up the road, and I'm a member of the Bearing Witness at ICE Organizing Committee. Now, I've got a question for you. How many of you are here for the first time? Yeah! Thank you so much for taking this step and standing up for immigrants, for the rights of our neighbors. This is our 47th week. Woo! 47th week. Now, that's something to celebrate, but it's also something to be very sad about. I'm telling you, I wish that we weren't out here for all this time. I wish we didn't have to come back next week. But as long as this building is over here behind us, and as long as people's rights are being violated and cruel and inhumane treatment being perpetrated against them, we're going to keep coming out here week after week until rights are restored. At this facility, human rights and constitutional rights are meaningless. We are here because we support the dignity and rights of everyone in this country, immigrant and U.S. born alike, and we'll keep coming back until those rights are fully restored and respected.
Alice Johnson is a concerned resident of Burlington.
It breaks my heart that this is happening here. It breaks my heart that this is happening in my town and that it's been going on for almost a year now. We need to be pursuing every avenue. We need to be pulling every lever. We need to be pushing every button to shut this facility down. This week, I've asked the select board to try a new tack. Bring in the landlord.
Yes. Yes.
This building is unusual in that it is not government property. It is leased to the government through a shell company, 10 LLC, that is owned in full by Robert Murray. And in Massachusetts, a landlord is responsible for the safety of his building, regardless of tenancy. With the safety violations happening at this ICE facility, the town may have an avenue to levy fines and even revoke the certificate of occupancy. Burn has also been hosting protests outside of the Cafe Escadrille on 3A. Cafe Escadrille is also owned by Robert Murray. I want every single person in this area to know that the Cafe Escadrille is owned by the same person that owns this facility. I want him to know that it's not okay to make $2.2 million in rent this year from this facility while our friends and neighbors are suffering inside.
Yay! Reverend Tina Potrillo had a warning for those in attendance.
There are some folks across the street who are gathering in support of ICE today. We have been told by Burlington Police that the Bearing Witness attendees will be asked to congregate on the east side, this side of District Avenue, and that the pro-ICE folks will be asked to stay on that side of District Avenue, and we'll make any announcements to any changes as needed. Please remember that we are 100% committed to nonviolence in our words and our actions, and we ask you not to engage with the pro-ICE folks. We understand the impulse to have reasonable conversations with them, but the unfortunate reality is they are not here to have good faith conversations. We are here to peacefully bear witness, and the best thing that we can do to keep things peaceful is to stay focused on why we are here. Thank you.
It is true that there were counter-protesters, but only a handful, less than a dozen compared to the hundreds on the east side of the street. They had a huge Trump banner and a bullhorn, but all they can do is call the main event protesters' names. Nobody paid them any mind. Main event protesters had lots of serious and creative signs calling for the defunding of ICE, due process, and justice for Rene Good and Alex Pettit. WMBR's Mark Stern had a sign that was a play on words. Real eyes, real eyes, real lies.
But it's growing again. So it grows over the first hour.
Do you come out every week?
Yes, I come out every week.
Wow. Well, what motivates you to come out here every week?
The behavior of these folks who are acting as shock troops for the American government is so beyond the basics of the rule of law that I have to be here. I can't not be here to say no, to say that this has got to stop. Everybody's out here as an individual person, but many of us are connected to groups that are trying to mobilize a broader resistance, and I think that's really important.
One protester had a real work of art, a 7-foot placard of Trump with an oversized orange head and his mouth wide open. In his mouth was rotating words, lies, hatred, vermin, and racism.
It's about a weekend's worth of work. My girlfriend is a set painter, and she did the face. She's very good with stuff like that.
And you did the wheel with the different words?
I'd spent a lot of time figuring out how to do the wheel, and actually, it's on a plastic pivot, and this pivot here, that's actually the thing that you use to mount a toilet on your bathroom floor. So I really thought that was very poetic. The thing that allows him to do this is a toilet mount, which is just so perfect for Donald Trump.
Well, it's certainly one of the most creative signs out here.
Thank you. I have a website. You can see it. It's called TrumpTragedies.org. My goal here was just to raise the visibility, the newsworthiness of these protests without violence. That's really what I'm trying to do.
I asked another protester, John from Winchester, how often he comes to these events.
Mid-September, I started coming out. I felt, after feeling guilty about not coming for a long time, and I was afraid the momentum would sort of be petering out, fatigue would set in, but no, it's been growing and growing.
So what motivates you to come out here every week?
Oh my goodness, I have to do something. Here's all the stuff we saw movies and cartoons about growing up, like the bad guys, and it's actually happening in America, not something you read about in some South American country or something, but in our country, you have to do something.
There was certainly some organizing going on, too. Barbara is with Lucy, a neighborhood network to prevent ICE detention. I asked her to explain.
LUCE is a Massachusetts rapid response. Every state in our country now has rapid response teams. LUCE is the Massachusetts rapid response. It's a statewide organization. It's broken down into hubs. Hubs are made out of towns. Lynn is very all on its own. Lynn is very busy with LUCE and ICE. We take volunteers. There's welcome calls every other month. There's trainings to become a verifier. You might be doing mutual aid. There's all sorts of ways to help. LUCE is working with the immigrants most directly. LUCE is about detention prevention. Detention prevention, getting people to know where ICE is and how to keep people safe. If you think you see ICE, you call LUCE.
Can I see the number? 5123. Yeah, I got that.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jared Berezin. I'm one of the organizers of Bearing Witness at ICE. Thank you so much for being here today. I want to tell you about someone who is detained here in Burlington. Makengo is a 46-year-old husband and father of 4 children. He has no criminal record. 8 years ago, Makengo and his wife took the brave step to flee violence in Angola and seek asylum in the U.S. They have followed the lawful asylum process, and they live in Saco, Maine, where Makengo works at an assisted living facility supporting people with Alzheimer's. In January, Makengo's wife went into labor and required an emergency C-section. She gave birth to their fourth child, a baby girl, who would remain in the hospital's neonatal intensive care unit. One day, Makengo left the hospital to go home and get some items for his family. His wife and children would not see him again for 4 weeks. After leaving his home and driving back to the hospital to be with his family, two SUVs surrounded Makengo's car. Six ICE agents got out, pointed their guns at him, arrested him, shackled him, and put him in a van with 10 other people. They drove him here to Burlington, where Makengo was imprisoned for 6 days in a crowded cell with 45 other men. Makengo would later tell a reporter that there were no beds or blankets, very little food and water, it was too cold, and there was no sanitation. After 6 days in this Burlington hell, Makengo was shackled and driven to Plymouth County Correctional. 4 weeks after he was abducted, on February 20th, Makengo was released on $2,000 bond. He's now back home with his wife and children, but he has a court hearing in May because the government remains hell-bent on deporting him and all immigrants.
Every day when I get up out of bed, there's a dark cloud hanging above my head. The bad guys are winning, there seems no doubt. We really don't know how this thing will turn out. One thing I know is we can still be kind. We can stick together when things unwind. We can talk to each other, take care of each other. We can love one another, stand up for each other.
The vigil to bear witness at the ICE Detention Center at 1000 District Avenue in Burlington happens every Wednesday from 11 to 1 p.m. Reporting for the WMBR Local Edition, I am Chuck Rosina.
Bring out your sadness, bring out your anger, bring out your kindness, bring out your voice.
Bring out your love,
patience.
Bring out your patience,
your perseverance.
Bring out your courage,
bring out your joy.
Bring out your joy, joy, joy.
That's your part.
Bring out your